Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, you did it. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Now don't be confused. That wasn't Justin Timberlake in the studio. It was just me. That's how good it was.
Just you.
That's how good it was.
Hey, not surprisingly, this song, or the song, I should say, this band, this type of music is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Why?
I don't know.
You know, I'll tell you why. It was in a few commercials, and it's in people's heads.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this year specifically, I don't know what it is.
Boy bands are coming back.
They're like, hey, play Backstreet Boys. We need some NSYNC.
Play some classic boy bands for us. Well, when you think about it now, that's 20 years old? Close? Not quite?
You know what I love about weddings?
What?
I mean, the dads. Like, you throw in some NSYNC and you know, or some Backstreet Boys, and he sees his daughter out there just loving it. And he can't help himself. He's out there doing the same thing. Jumping around, pop, pop, pop.
Well, you got it. That music was nowadays, all the dads, that was probably popular music, you know, back when they were.
I guess you're right.
In high school or, you know, maybe a little bit in college.
But I'm talking like 75-year-old. I mean, everybody.
Obviously.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It gets them.
Yeah, well, if you don't dance to it, you're a weirdo, man. You got to dance to Backstreet.
Like, it's one of those songs, okay, like if you were to play it, you kind of look around like, okay. Like, what's going to happen?
Do you ever bust out LFO, Summertime Girls? That's such a good one, man. That's a classic. That's a classic, man.
If I would.
You should.
If it was required.
That's another one.
Like you play it, and then you kind of, like, hunch down a little bit, and you look around, and you're like, okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to happen?
Well, I tell you what, if you play Summertime Girls when I'm out there, I'm like, LFO, yeah! And then I get out there, and I throw down. I'm going to listen to that later. After the show's done, I'm going to go throw on the best of LFO.
You know. Hey, by the way, you out there guys listening, because there's a lot of weddings out there. There's a lot of people going to weddings. Your song that you want to hear sucks.
No one else wants to hear it.
It sucks.
No, okay? Man, this is going to get everyone going, man.
Okay, we are paid a lot of money. We were hired for a reason. And it's, you know, your song, the dance floor's packed, okay? We're all having fun. You know what I'll do now? Uncle Bob wanted to hear this. Bam! Drop it.
Yeah.
Point at him.
Yeah.
Uncle Bob is only requesting one song that night. As the dance floor clears. Yep, see? Your song killed it, didn't it? I don't say that, but that's what I'm thinking.
You should. You should say it over the microphone. Be very aggressive about it. Very aggressive.
Last wedding you did.
It's the same. And that's the same person who does it at the weddings. The same person at the bar who goes and loads the jukebox with terrible songs. And everyone's like, What the hell?
You know, the idea here is to get everybody involved.
You killed the vibe, man.
You got to pick middle music. Yeah. You know, your deep cut from 1972 that you got married to. Like nobody knows it. Nobody knows it, man.
Or if you're requesting Slayer at a wedding, too. Like, that's not going to do it.
Here's the thing, though. So if you do request Slayer, it's usually because everybody in the wedding group is like, they're all metalheads.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
And it's only one time, but you see, I watch the grandmas in the corner like, oh, boy, what's going to happen?
Oh, no, the devil's music.
And you know what? They always want it as loud as you can play it, too, because that's how you play that type of music.
Blow those speakers out, DJ. Come on. I want to get down. We're going to get a pit going in here. Wall of death. Let's do it.
We're going to do the death wall.
Yeah. Throw some bows at the wedding, man. Let's get it.
You know?
Well, yeah, keep spinning that classic boy band music, all right? And throw in some LFO, some O-Town in there, too. Don't.
LFO.
Yeah.
There we go. All
right. Not 98 degrees, though. Not 98 degrees. They're garbage.
I'm going to send you a video over the weekend of the dance floor just clearing.
With Summertime Girls, except for one person. One guy. Yes! Dude, this DJ just played Summertime Girls by LFO! Yes! Anyway, all right, we got enough of dancing at weddings, man. We got to get to it, folks. It's time for stupid quickies. Here we go.
Yeah, dude, drop this.
This is what you need to play at the weddings right here.
If you want
to
get the floor packed.
Let's throw it down, man. What about this? Band-Aid is the number one most trusted brand in the U.S., followed by Lysol and then Clorox, UPS, CVS Pharmacy is in there. What? Visa, Cheerios, the Weather Channel, Colgate, and then the Home Depot. That's the list of most trusted brands.
What is that? The most
trusted?
Trusted.
Yeah. Yeah. Most trusted. I mean, I trust
what involved. There's a lot of details into that.
I think maybe just because you always know, like when you get some Band-Aids, and you can tell the difference. When you get like the Great Value brand Band-Aids, that thing's falling off. That thing's falling off immediately. Right?
That's the thing, huh? I just thought, I guess a Band-Aid was a Band-Aid. Seek it out, Band-Aid brand.
I still get the Batman Band-Aids.
Do you?
Yeah.
You child.
I feel like a superhero. Great.
You still chew your Flintstone gummies?
You damn right I do. Hey. Want my bones to be strong. Yeah. Mom, check out my Band-Aid. Baby, cool Batman. But yeah, there you go, Band-Aid. Stick into the number one spot. What about this? Lipton Tea is getting into the booze business with Lipton Hard Iced Tea. Well, looks like it'll be available next year just in time for summer. I mean,
just add another one to the shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have any more shelf room. Sorry. What? Sorry, Lipton. You're too late into the game.
What they probably figured was is that everyone's pouring vodka into their drink anyway, so why not just add it beforehand?
You know what? No, don't get in the game, because you know what? It's gonna be a crappy mix. It's gonna be like a half a shot of vodka, and then I hate those mixed drinks. You know what I do immediately when I get a pre-mixed drink like that?
Yeah,
add more
booze.
To it.
Exactly. I'm gonna take your hard drink and I'm gonna make it harder
make it harder.
Yeah. He made some limp wrist poured this vodka in there. No,
How many Lipton mixed drinks do you think you have to drink to get drunk?
At least five. Well, me personally, I have a drinking problem though, so I would say like five.
What do you get first? Drunk or diabetes?
Or gut ache. It's either you get a gut ache, diabetes, or drunk. I think drunk is the third one.
I think drunk's in a hefty third place in that one.
Yeah. Just keep making the delicious iced tea and let me do my mix, Lipton, okay?
Yeah, I like it how I like it.
Yeah, I got a heavy hand, all right? And I'm going to make
like I said before, we don't need any more choices.
That's true. There's too many.
We got warehouses of choices, so.
getting confused, man. Come on.
I know.
Well, maybe he was just getting into character, but a middle school French teacher in Charlotte wearing a beret was suspended for smoking a cigarette in class. He also allegedly flicked a cigarette at a student. Oh, we speak of French, huh? It's my cigarette, huh? That's what you get for being French.
He did that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator 2, where he puts it out on his chest with a cigar.
God, his teacher's aggressive, man.
Need your gun, your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. You know, what are you doing?
Yeah, you didn't.
This is the 70s.
You can't think that's a good idea. Can't think that that's a good idea. Oh, this is going to be great. I'm really going to reach the children, all right? They're going to remember this forever. Of course they are, because you flicked a cigarette at one of them. Here's my cigarette.
Class, man. You know what? No joke. My Spanish teacher used to talk about this. He was like, the back two rows when I was in high school were reserved for smoking.
I love it. The good old days.
Like, what? Right? Really?
The good old days. That's right.
If you're going to smoke, Going into the bank.
That's where all the older kids and that one kid who's failed out twice. He's like 20 years old. He's back there like, man, this class is hard.
You know, it's stuff like that. It's like it's hard to take that time seriously.
Oh, the good old days. Really? Were they that good?
Where you could smoke in the back two rows of your classroom? Yeah.
Hey.
Like that's a problem.
Teach, you got an extra ashtray up there. I can't find mine. Yes, actually.
Crack open a window or something.
It's right here in my drawer next to my bottle of booze that I put in my coffee. Right there.
That's no joke, though, man.
Yeah, the good old days.
The good old days.
Lastly, a 9-year-old boy in Virginia is the youngest person to ever have a wisdom tooth extracted. What are you feeding that kid?
Damn. Still has his baby teeth, you know?
Good Lord. He had a full set of teeth by the time I was 6 months old. What? That's not good.
He had his wisdom teeth yanked at nine?
At nine. Youngest kid ever.
You still have yours, don't you?
I got mine. I got like one kind of pulled. Well, I always get confused which are your wisdom teeth or just your big molars, right? Because they're different, aren't they?
I mean, the way back. I mean, you would know if you have your wisdom. They yank your wisdom teeth because typically they make your teeth move and crooked.
Yeah, I think I still got all mine.
So when I got my wisdom teeth out, man, they didn't knock me out fully. I was still awake, but couldn't feel anything in my head. Yeah. You know? But all you could feel was pressure.
It's weird. That's
I'm
creepy,
serious. Man. I think he put his foot on my chest at one point.
Dentists
like,
are
damn,
crazy.
That is a lot of pressure on my lower jaw.
I mean, think about it. You're just getting in there. You're rooting around in someone's mouth. You're cutting it open, yanking out bone. I mean, you're yanking out people's bones, right?
So they like crack it in half first. So they break it in half, which is, oh, what? Just the thought of that.
Tooth Fairy ain't going to take a broken tooth. Tell that guy to keep it whole, man. That's got to be at least
more money for a whole tooth.
Yeah, that's got to be at least $5, right, on the market?
Yeah.
So, by the way, what's that Tooth Fairy doing?
$2.50 for a half. Yeah, that's right. That's what the Tooth Fairy saying.
Now, if you got some gold filling on there, I'll give you premium prices, but, you know.
Wheeling and dealing with the Tooth Fairy.
Why does that Tooth Fairy sound so rough? Yeah, look, I mean, I'd like to give you full price. Best I can do. Look, I'll bring my buddy in. He's an expert on these kind of teeth.
He right? looks like the guy from Pawn Stars.
Yeah, he looks like Rick from Pawn Stars. Boy, this is a shady deal with this Tooth Fairy, right, man.
This isn't what I imagined.
All right, well, look. You heard what the expert said. Best I can do is $5.50, all right?
$5.50, all right.
All right. I'll take it. I got to go gamble. Give me the money. You take the tooth. Get out of here. Hey, got my teeth. Anyway, there you go.
That's so dumb.
Is your stupid quickies for a Thursday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian
tooth
for the
fairy. Yeah, what do you expect?
What do you expect? Yeah, would you want someone pretty? Ain't no fairy godmother over here. All right? Come on, with the wings and the glitter. I collect teeth. What do you want from me?
From Boston, too.
Yeah. Come on, no. I'm a guy that goes around taking people's teeth. What do you expect? He's got a wife beater on and some, like, sweatpants.
A little satchel full of teeth.
He's a fanny pack. He's got really just you know, bags under his eyes. He's got that dirty 5 o'clock shadow. Like, hey, the Tooth Fairy over here. All right, give me the teeth. We got to go.
Is he smoking a cigarette?
Yeah. Tooth Fairy. Yeah.
Fly back out the window, would you?
I didn't fly. I brought my Fiero. What? My T-top Fiero's parked out front. And look, gas ain't cheap, so come on, let's give me the teeth. Get out of here. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Ray Romano.